call the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now. 615-844-5600.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Frank's with you. Before we go to our first guest of the afternoon, Zach, you got some breaking news.
Yeah, just coming through on Twitter and from Adam Schefter, Texans wide receiver Will Fuller announced on Instagram that he has been suspended for 6 games for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing substance policies.
Way to go, Will. Only in 2020.
Man, he was on a contract year. He's going to miss the rest of the season and the start of next season's first game. So he's going to miss all those games.
Somebody will still reach out to him.
Oh, for sure.
Touch him with a nice new contract for the new year.
Absolutely.
All right. So we will dissect what happened yesterday in Indianapolis because we know our next guest just knew it was going to happen. By the way, so far, and we still have the game tonight as far as Monday Night Football with Seattle and the Eagles, and we got the Wednesday night game now. In case you didn't hear, the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game been moved once again, so it goes from Thursday to Sunday to Tuesday, and now Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, with the Steelers hosting the Ravens to wrap up Week 12 of the NFL. Eric Bacharach with the Tennessean, and he covers the Titans for the Tennessean. And Eric, thank you, and welcome back as always.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks for having me back on.
So let me guess. You had the score predicted. You knew the Titans were going to be one of those 5 teams to produce 40-plus points in Week 12, right?
Not quite, Johnny. You know, I really don't think anybody saw what we saw yesterday coming, just based on what we saw 2 weeks ago. Now, you know, I think, you know, a big difference right off the bat is if you could limit or totally negate the mistakes on special teams from that Week 10 game, you're right off the bat in better shape. And the Titans were able to do that yesterday against the Colts. You know, obviously, Brett Kern was back, and all of his punts were back inside the 20, and it kind of looked like he didn't miss a beat. And then you had Derrick Henry, just completely run over the Colts, which, you know, it's very clear that he's capable of doing that against anybody. I mean, the Colts entered yesterday as the third-ranked run defense in the league, and Derrick Henry just went absolutely bonkers against them. So, you know, when he's running like that, and I think just as importantly, when the offensive line is creating really big holes, that's a really powerful 1-2 punch. And you know, it's got to be said that the Colts were missing a couple of really important pieces on defense, and that's noteworthy. But listen, the Titans were, missing a couple of key players as well. And, it's been interesting to see just this year and going back to last year, the way this offensive line, to me, how it's really started to come on, especially in the second half of each season. Last year it seemed like the unit, took a little bit of time to get up to speed with Nate Davis in his rookie year, Roger Saffold, in his first season with the Titans. That unit took a little while to sort of get that chemistry down and get clicking at the way it was at the end of the season. It kind of seems like this year the offensive line is having a similar sort of progression as the year goes on. And I think yesterday's game was probably their best performance of the season. Just some of the holes that were created for Derrick Henry to run through, the holes at the line of scrimmage were huge. And, we know what happens when Derrick Henry hits that second level. So I think it was a really complimentary effort, from that side of things. And the defense, after two sort of not great drives to start the game against Philip Rivers and the Colts, and it really kind of looked like it was going to be the continuation of that Week 10 game from a defensive side to the Titans, it really clamped down, finally got some complimentary play on that side of the ball, with the secondary playing well and the pass rush playing well as a result and sort of vice versa. So I think it was very much a complete effort for this Titans team and very much needed, given the state of the AFC and given the state of their schedule.
By the way, with what Henry was able to do yesterday, 178 rushing yards, he is now certainly, you think about 5 games to go, the magic number of 2,000 rushing yards, not that unrealistic at this point for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, especially, again, when you consider that I think 200 yards is always on the table with this guy going into any game. Now, he's not going to average that, but we've seen what December can bring for Derrick Henry and, just how effective he is late in the season against defenses that, you know, have kind of just naturally worn down a little bit. He takes full advantage of that. And when you talk about the offensive line playing its best ball, yeah, I think 2,000 yards, you know, he's going to have string together a couple of really strong games. But I think it's very much on the table. And certainly, you know, at this point, I would say he's the runaway favorite to win a second straight rushing crown. The only person, you know, in contention with a slight chance of maybe upsetting him would be Dalvin Cook of the Vikings, who is now more than 100 rushing yards behind Henry in that chase for a rushing title. Nobody else is close to the two of them. So, I think it'll be interesting to see what he's able to do this week against the Browns. But I think 2,000 yards is certainly on the table. You know, we'll see what happens these next few weeks.
It's only been done seven times. Six of the seven had 16 games to do it. Derek, it would have that opportunity as long as he stays healthy. O.J. Simpson, remember, he did his when he got just over 2,000 yards. He had 2,003, but he did it when there were only 14 regular season games back in 1973. Still, I mean, he was averaging 143 yards per contest in that particular season. But it's there. And now also what's there is that Derrick Henry is in the position. He's at least having his name mentioned as the potential MVP of the league this year.
Yeah, I think that's got to be, you know, something that's out there. You know, I know earlier in the season, even Ryan Tannehill, you know, was warranting that sort of line of talk from, you know, from pundits, from fans, and you know, I think at the time it was justified when the Titans were 5-0. But you know, it's clear now that you take Derrick Henry out of the equation, and this team just isn't what it is. You know, he's the one that really puts them on their back. And, you know, again, that's why the Titans reaching a long-term extension with him over the offseason was such a big deal. And, you know, I think John
got him kind of cheap, too, by the way, when you start comparing.
Exactly. I think Robinson deserves, Titans general manager John Robinson deserves a lot of credit for that, for waiting Henry out, for not, you know, splurging when, you know, it seemed like it was certainly the right move. He really waited for Henry to come to him, you know, and the deal ended up being 4 years, $50 million. You know, I believe Robinson said that he would have been comfortable going into the season with Henry on the franchise tag. Instead, gets him on a really team-friendly deal. Everybody's happy. You know, Henry was happy with the long-term extension after, you know, talking with him after that deal was inked over the summer. You know, and it's the perfect fit. It's, you know, we go back to, you know, just how good a fit Derrick Henry, or excuse me, Ryan Tannehill is for this offense. Same with Henry. You know, we know the Titans' identity as far as what it likes to do offensively. You know, it's really the perfect marriage between, you know, scheme, system, and player. And so, you know, I think 2,000 yards is on the table. I think MVP is on the table. We'll see how far this thing goes, but, you know, none of the defenses coming up necessarily are, you know, quite as imposing as they've been. You know, when you talk about the Steelers, the Ravens, the Colts, you know, those are three top-tier defenses that the Titans have to sort of dismantle, and Henry kind of made it look easy, you know, in most cases. So we'll see just how good he could be these next few weeks. But I would say everything's on the table right now for sure.
Looking at the Tennessee Titans schedule in the last five and comparing it to Indianapolis, looks like it's slightly easier only because they have just the one tough opponent compared to Tennessee's two. When you consider the Titans, you have to deal with Cleveland and the Packers. So I bring it up. Are the biggest thing for me from the Titans standpoint, you know, the playoffs look like that is certainly going to happen. The question that I have, can they finish December, which they have trouble with when they've been, now that they've been this team that could compete for a playoff spot starting in 2016, can they finish it to the point to actually wrap up the AFC South this year?
Yeah, and that's the question. You know, and it's beginning to come closer into focus, and obviously yesterday was a really big step in that regard, but you're right. I mean, they still have work to do if they want to close that out. You know, they essentially, you know, with the win, they have control. It's all there in front of them. You know, I think the biggest game for sure is just the next one coming up because of, you know, what it means as far as that the AFC player picture goes between two 8-3 teams. And then you've got, two games that, certainly seem very winnable. The games that the Titans will be, favored by big time when you talked about the Jaguars and the Texans, even though both of those are on the road. You know, we'll see if the Texans game in Week 17 even means anything. But, yeah, I mean, when you look past the Browns after that, you've got the Jaguars and the Lions. Those games, you know, the Titans are going to be favored big. It's going to be out there in front of them. To sort of seize control of the division, take care of business. It's going to be a question of, do they play down to their competition or do they take care of business? And, that sort of line of questioning will start after the Browns game because this is a really good Cleveland team that like I said, is 8-3, in a similar position, not leading the division, but they're in a similar spot as far as looking for playoff contention. So, I think if they're able to win this game and then you kind of just take a peek back at what the Titans have done the past 3 weeks with also wins over the Ravens and the Colts, that's a really impressive stretch for a Titans team that, a lot of us have sort of begun to question as far as, and rightfully so, when it comes to the defense, the special teams, they've had a way of sort of cleaning it up and, if the defense can continue to show complementary efforts like it did yesterday, I think this team is in good shape with the way the offense was humming yesterday.
Do me a favor, as always. First of all, thank you, but let the listeners know again what they can expect and how to get your information week in and week out.
Sure, you can follow all of the Tennessean's coverage of the Titans. If you go to Tennessean.com/sports/Titans.
Hey, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Johnny.